This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado liquor store owners gathered outside the state capitol Thursday to rally behind a bill that would limit alcohol sales at major grocery stores. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
The bill would prevent major grocery chains from selling hard liquor, but beer and wine sales would continue. Josh Robinson, owner of Denver's Argonaut Wine and Liquor, says the 2022 ballot measure that allowed major groceries to sell wine and hard liquor has cost them millions of dollars.
Those losses aren't sustainable. We need to carve out a place for the local liquor store in Colorado's economy, otherwise they won't exist.
Only a handful of major grocery stores in Colorado can currently obtain liquor licenses, but state law will allow for an unlimited number of chain locations to obtain licenses by 2037. I'm Paolo Jalsiter, CPR News.
A hydrogen-fueled train headed to California has spent the last few months getting tested in Pueblo. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Senator John Hickenlooper and leaders from Pueblo got to take a ride.
It was a short trip, but the FLIRT H2 completed a 13-mile test loop hitting a top speed of around 78 miles an hour. It was a quiet ride, as Hickenlooper noted, and a symbol not only of the vision for regional-scale rail transit, but also the transition to cleaner transit. The train stopped in a cavernous warehouse where, Hickenlooper said, this is a big deal.
If we're going to get America and Colorado and Pueblo excited about the great transition, we've got to make sure they know these things.
The train has broken one record while it's been in Pueblo. It traveled for almost two continuous days, or 1,741 miles, around the track on one single fueling. In Pueblo, I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Pueblo has elevated fire danger today, along with Colorado Springs and Metro Denver. Strong winds and blowing dust along the Front Range, and that raises the possibility of wildfire. This is CPR News and KRCC.